This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We launch the show with Rocket by Herbie Hancock. FM and WCWP.org. Cedar Walton with Jacob's Ladder, Wildflower, from Animation in 1978. That was one of a few Cedar Walton songs heard during local forecasts on the Weather Channel in the late 80s. Cedar played Rhodes piano on his composition with Bob Berg on tenor sax, Steve Turay on trombone and bass trombone, Tony Dumas on acoustic bass, Buddy Williams on drums and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. Before that, Herbie Hancock with Rocket, R-O-C-K-I-T, from Future Shock in 1983. The title track is a vocal cover of a Curtis Mayfield song from 1973. Rocket was written by Herbie on various synthesizers and vocoder, Bill Laswell on electric bass, and Michael Beinhorn on DMX drum machine, Synair, and programming. Besides them, Daniel Ponce was on bata drum, percussion, and Grand Mixer DXT, DST at the time, scratching away on turntables. 2 years before Rocket, in 1981, we find Joe Sample with Greener Grass, which is not where Jacob's Ladder grows. That'd be browner soil. Greener Grass.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was Joe Sample with Greener Grass from Voices in the Rain, which made the grass greener, in 1981. Greener Grass was written by Joe on Rhodes piano and synthesizer. Nika Raito was on flute, Jerry Hay on trumpet and flugelhorn, Dean Parks on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, Styx Hooper on drums, and percussion a second time this segment by Paulinho da Costa. Pat Metheny faces west, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
It's Sharks football here on WCWP.
Knocking on Dylan's door Monday nights at 9 p.m.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Travel is the theme of this segment, starting with Facing West by Pat Metheny. I, too, am facing west.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
We were relaxing to the Rippingtons with Tourist in Paradise, the title track to their 1989 release, marking the midway point in this travel-themed segment. That's another song heard in local forecasts on the Weather Channel, but it was also used for the Fall Foliage Report, which we're starting to see around here. Foliage, anyway. Rippington's founder Russ Freeman wrote Tourist in Paradise and played acoustic and electric guitars, guitar synth, keyboards, and drum programming. Carl Anderson vocalized, Brandon Fields played alto sax, Steve Bailey was on bass, Steve Reed on percussion and soundscape, and Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals. We'll hear future Rippington's band member Bill Heller later this hour with Craig Chiquiso and by himself next hour. Before the Rips, we heard Pat Metheny with Facing West from Secret Story in 1992, which won the Grammy for Best Contemporary Jazz Album in 1993 and was certified gold in December 1995. Neat. That, too, was heard in local forecasts on the Weather Channel. Also neat. Two of Pat's Pat Metheny Group bandmates joined him on Facing West, Lyle Mays on piano and Armando Marsal on percussion. Pat played about as much as Russ Freeman, acoustic guitars, plural, electric guitar, singular, electric basses, plural, and keyboards, plural. Playing behind Pat, Lyle, and Armando were members of the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock. The capper to this travel-conscious segment is Passage by the Chick Corea Electric Band.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was the Chick Corea Electric Band with Chick's composition, Passage, from Eye of the Beholder in 1988. Passage was in Weather Channel local forecasts, and all five members of the band are present on Passage. Chick on piano and keyboards, Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Frank Gambale on electric guitar, John Patitucci on electric bass, and Dave Weckel on drums. Lee Ritenour samples Bob Marley next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
I hate mornings.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Back on Instrumental Invasion, it's Lee Ritenour with This Is Love, which samples Is This Love by Bob Marley. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with The Brothers Go to Mothers, one of Henry Mancini's pieces for the Peter Gunn TV series, and that's on Standards, released in 2006, recorded in 2001. It's a trio album with David on piano, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and Greg Bissonette on drums. Before that, Lee Ritenour with This Is Love, the title track to his 1998 album, based around a sample of Is This Love by Bob Marley. Like Pat Metheny and Russ Freeman, Lee Ritenour played a lot. Electric guitars, electric bass, keyboards, and drum programming. He was backed up by the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpets. We heard Jerry earlier with Joe Sample. Bill Reichenbach on trombone. And Larry Williams, no relation to Buddy, on saxophone. The cover art for This Is Love has Lee playing an electric guitar and his young son Wes playing air guitar. Lee signed the album after I saw his set at Blue Note Jazz Club in August 2016. Wes was the drummer that night and we posed with the album before I left. I also posed with Lee with the album in the designated spot where he was signing. Hour one will end with guitarist Craig Chiquiso, but first, another David. David Reinstein playing tenor sax and presumably everything else on Too Hot to Think.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Luminosa by Craig Chiquiso from Shadow and Light in 2002. Light is luminous, which is what Luminosa translates to in both Spanish and Portuguese. Luminosa was written by Craig on guitars and Ozzy Ahlers on keyboards. Bill Heller, a few years after joining the Rippingtons, also played keyboards with Kevin Palladini on tenor sax, Jim Reitzel on bass, Wade Olson on drums, and percussion by Marquinho Brasil. Before that, David Reinstein on tenor sax and everything else, I think, with Too Hot to Think from Into the Mist in 1999. If he did play everything else, that'd be keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Too Hot to Think was still another song heard during local forecasts on the Weather Channel in its day, one of several David Reinstein songs with that honor, and so was Luminosa, now that I think of it. Hour two begins promptly with Richard Elliott on tenor sax. I say promptly because the title is Right on Time. That's a pair of 2021 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The most recent of the two was by Bill Heller, who we heard a short time ago with Craig Chiquiso. March 4th was the title, and that's fourth as in forward, not the fourth day of March, from Passage, which was also the name of the Chick Corea Electric Band song we heard last hour. Bill wrote all the songs on Passage except for an arrangement of Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. March 4th saw him on piano and keyboards with featured musicians Jonathan Butler on acoustic and electric guitar, like Pat Metheny and Russ Freeman, Bill's Rippington's bandmate, Will Lee on bass, and Steve Jordan on drums. The horn section was made up of Barry Danielian on trumpet, Ozzy Melendez on trombone, and John Scarpula on tenor and baritone sax. The 2021 song before that was Right on Time by Richard Elliott on just tenor sax from Authentic Life. Right on Time was written by Richard, Rick Braun, and Chris Big Dog Davis. Chris played keyboards and arranged the song, while Rick arranged the horns and played trumpet, flugelhorn, and trombone. Additionally, Tony Polizzi on just electric guitar, Gordon Campbell on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Mike Stern plays multiple electric guitars on this song from 2017. What you call it? No, really, that's it. What you call it? Mike Stern with What You Call It on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Trip in 2017. Albums called Trip and Passage in one segment. What You Call It was the original catchphrase for incidental Futurama character Hattie McDougal. It was superseded by Kajager, which I like better. The year that Trip came out, I met the voice of Hattie, Tress McNeil, at New York Comic Con. That was a fun day. Mike played electric guitars on Whatchacallit, which he wrote. Bob Franceschini was on tenor sax, another Bob on tenor. Jim Beard on keyboards, Tom Kennedy on bass, and Dennis Chambers on drums. Tom was on bass the night I saw Lee Ritenour at Blue Note in 2016, and Dennis played with Mike at Iridium in December 2019. That was a twin bill with the Jeff Lorber Fusion, or at least Jeff and Jimmy Haslip, and was the last live show I've seen to date. Speaking of Jimmy Haslip, leading off the next segment, the title track to his last Yellow Jackets album, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here at 88.1 WCWP.
These are Yellow Jackets with Timeline. Now it's over. That's a pair of 2011 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We have another 2021 pair in the next segment, but the second of the 2011 songs was Spyro Gyra with Samba for Two from A Foreign Affair. Band member Tom Schumann first wrote Samba for Two for his 2002 solo album Into Your Heart. Another composition from that album, Shinjuku, is also on A Foreign Affair. The Spyro Gyra version of Samba for Two had Tom on piano, Jay Bekenstein on alto sax, Julio Fernandez on acoustic guitar, Scott Ambush on acoustic bass, and Bonnie B on drums and percussion. Before that, Yellow Jackets with Timeline, the third title track of the night. Timeline was written by Russell Ferrante on piano and keyboards with Bob Mintzer on tenor sax, yet another Bob on tenor after Berg and Franceschini, Jimmy Haslip in his Yellow Jackets swan song on fretless electric bass, and Will Kennedy on drums and additional keyboards. Scott Wilkie bats third in this segment with Canyon Song.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Scott Wilkie with Canyon Song, a song on All in 2014, preceded on that album by Summer Song. Scott wrote Canyon Song and Summer Song, but we heard Canyon and played piano, Rhodes piano, and Mini Moog, which is one of the synthesizers that Herbie Hancock played last hour on Rocket. And Canyon Song ended with a Mini Moog solo. Greg Holmes provided synth textures, Dave Hill was on electric guitar, Nathan Brown on bass, David Anderson, no relation to Carl, on drums and percussion by Ramon Islas. Another pair of 2021 songs leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting The Rock Show Sunday nights 10 p.m. to midnight
on WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Tom Braxton with Looking Up.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.
Thank you, John. That was another pair of 2021 songs. The most recent of the pair was Lisa Hilton with Living in Limbo from Transparent Sky. Like David Benoit's cover of The Brothers Go to Mothers by Henry Mancini, Living in Limbo was a trio song with Lisa, the writer, on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Tom Braxton with Lookin' Up, tonight's fourth title track. Said title track was written by Herman Jackson, who played piano and keyboards. Tom played saxophones, led by alto. Rob Bacon was on rhythm guitar. Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on electric bass. And Donnell Spencer Jr. on drums and percussion, like Bonnie B. with Spyro Gyra. Jesse J., another saxophonist, is next to last tonight with the studio version of All I Want on the otherwise live album, Live at Yoshi's 10th Anniversary Special.
Hi, this is Jay Rowe, and you are listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jay plays last tonight, but that was Jesse Jay with the studio version of All I Want from Live at Yoshi's 10th Anniversary Special in 2018. Jay Rowe was part of Jesse's live band at Yoshi's, which is in Oakland, California. The studio version of All I Want was comprised of the song's three writers, Jesse J on tenor sax, Paul Brown, no relation to Nathan, on guitar, and Lou Leng on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Fun fact, I was the first person to pledge to Jesse's Live at Yoshi's crowdfunding campaign on Pledge Music. That brings us to J. Rowe and his song, Top of the Tower, a tribute to Tower of Power, also based in Oakland, from Groove Reflections in 2021. And it's a double entendre because Top, T-O-P, are Tower of Power's initials. Jay's the writer and plays piano and keyboards. Andy Abel is on guitar, Dave, not David, Anderson on bass, Trevor Somerville on drums, and Bill Holloman on all the horns, a one-man Tower of Power. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.